Hey, what's up, everyone? Just laying around here, testing out beta 3 of the iPhone 3.0 software. Note that I wanted to add to my previous post is that if you do decide to upgrade to the 3.0 beta 3 software, you get past the activation and you pretty much get past all the little quick pwn and everything like that. Do note that MMS will not work off the bat. You have to do a little SIM swapping trick so that way you can get it to work. So you can have MMS on your phone finally. Receive audio, video, and picture messages through MMS. The one way that I've seen it work is actually if you have another different MMS activated cell phone. Anything other than the iPhone that can receive and send MMS, if you take out your original iPhone SIM, the number that you're going to be using with your iPhone, swap it into the phone that's going to activate the MMS part of it, you're pretty much going to sign it up for MMS activation, and you're pretty much going to tell AT&T that is going to be your primary phone, and you're pretty much just going to, once they activate it, for MMS, you're just pretty much going to swap it back out, put it back into the iPhone, and voila, you now have MMS. And that's pretty much the way that I found it work. And after that, was able to send and receive anything to pretty much all the carriers that I know of. And then also some video files sent back from a different carrier. I believe it was like T-Mobile or something. Pretty much after that, everything works just fine like it's supposed to, and it's pretty stable, actually. Other than that, I'm just going to watch some True TV, some Murder Files, and chill out. Talk to you guys later. Bye.